Right now, welcoming in once again this year, Leslie Elias, who is the director of the Grumbling Griffins Traveling Children's Theater. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And how are you? I mean, I see that the summer theater camp is getting set to go with week one, July 13th, 14th, 16th, and 17th. So before we start talking about that, has the COVID-19 pandemic affected the way you're putting together your program this year?
Well, we are an ongoing theater company. We are celebrating our 40th year, and it's absolutely affected us, but I guess resilience is the name of the game, and everybody's in the same boat. The theaters in particular, and dancers, and artists have their own challenges, but it's been incredibly daunting. We did lose our entire spring season, and being in our 40th year, we were all over New England, and this summer we were going to perform our environmental musical, one of the favorites in repertoire at Cape Cod Playhouse and schools throughout New York, New England. So we've been resourceful and cheerful and positive and continued on. We applied for a grant which was matched. It's a matching challenge that's through Northwest Foundation called Northwest Corner Gives, which many of you might be aware of around here, and so we're part of a matching challenge to help us and other organizations that were selected, nonprofits, to meet the COVID challenge so that we could continue on in serving children and families all over. So the camp is an interesting hybrid of physical and virtual, which I could get into, but yes, we are rising to the challenge, and because we are here to continue on and provide interactive, wonderful experiences for children and also adults, too. We do have adult programming.
All right, so let's talk about your what's coming up 13th, 14th, 16th, and 17th. Anansi, the Tickster Spider Shares Live Stories?
Yes, it's Anansi.
Anansi.
Anansi is a story. There are many Anansi stories. They originated in Ghana in West Africa, and then through slavery, they were brought to the Caribbean and then to the United States, and they've stayed in the hearts. Nobody could take away the stories, and we started doing the Anansi stories way before they became well-known here. We've performed at the Museum of Natural History for Black History Month and all over the United States, and had many actors participate in this really fun show, and we were booked physically at libraries in Monroe and Greenwich, and I just thought it would be exciting to combine having a physical camp, which is limited. We're limiting it to 10 to keep it and keeping all the safe COVID protocols, and where the kids become part of the show with us, learn, dance, sing, make masks, have a great time, and then they perform with us toward the end of the camp for the each individual library in Monroe and Greenwich, where we are performing through Zoom in an interactive pre-performance workshop and show for those libraries, so the kids get to have an experience both physically with each other, as I said, very safe here in our outdoor spaces, and we're being very careful, and we're excited about having it. And so the kids get to learn about the story, make masks, be in it, and perform for other kids who are not as fortunate to be able to be here at camp.
Now, do you still have openings for kids to join the camp?
Yeah, we currently just have two openings, but that's great because we only want to take 10. We could do two groups of 10 if we had more counselors, but we're happy to keep it small, and so one or two more kids would be fantastic. But we're going to hold another camp the first week of August and then celebrate our 40th at the end, so have the kids perform for a very small audience, but virtually it will be bigger. It's an interesting hybrid that we've been investigating and researching very carefully, and attending all the forums in the state for reopening the arts. Very fascinated, held by, you know, the head of Yale Health and all that. Anyway, yes, we have openings, and we'd love to have children, and they just contact us. And we hope also that people can contribute to the matching challenge, because it's not just this summer, but it's year-long affecting our work in the schools with kids and schools. That schools are reticent to have artists that's not as prominent as just trying to deal with their own internal working. So to stay alive as an interactive educational program is challenging, but we are doing it.
And if people want to, for the two openings, if people want to contact you, what's the best way to contact you?
The best way is to either call me, which is 860-672-0286, to ask any questions, or just email grumblinggriffins, which is G-R-U-M-B-L-I-N-G, no space, Griffins, G-R-Y-P-H-O-N-S, grumblinggriffins at Gmail, or just Google the theater, grumblinggriffins.org. And as I said, we're in our 40th year. Everything's up on our web, our homepage, and you click to the camp tab, and there's a registration there. But best to call, and we'd love to hear from you.
Now, if people want to help you with that matching grant and make a donation, is that on your website as well?
Correct. That is on our website, right on the home page, and we are very fortunate to have been. We wrote a grant, and we were accepted, and about 50 nonprofits were selected, and it's through the Northwest Connecticut Foundation. It's called Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation, and we're grateful that they exist and they do great work. They're based in Torrington, and we're one of the many nonprofits that were selected, and we're near our goal, so if anybody could help us along, that would be great. It's only matching through July 31st for every dollar people give. That is matched by the foundation.
All right, and once again, people can make that donation at grumblinggriffins.org, grumblinggriffins.org. You'll find the information right there on the homepage, as well as registration for the camp, which runs July 13th, 14th, 16th, and 17th. This is the week one camp that runs 9:30 to 12:30 each day. And once again, the number to call is 860-672-0286. Well, I'm sure you're going to update us on the second one as well. So break a leg with this first camp, and good luck in matching that grant, Leslie.
Thank you so much, and thank you for the work you do, Marshall. And we're grateful to have you and, you know, be part of this incredible community.
Well, we appreciate that. Thanks. And this is what we like to do, is spread the word. So we'll obviously speak to you before we do the second session of your summer camp. And like I said, good luck with the first one, and keep up the great work.
Thank you. You too, and thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Leslie Elias, grumblinggriffins.org on the web.